And coming at you, Sir Earl. Today is Monday, the 14th. Pretty late in the day, maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock. Once again, recording pretty late. Like I said, just been crazy around this place. After we moved to a new location, it's just for some reason the restrictions being lifted, summer weather, whatever you want to call it, we've just been like really, really busy. So sometimes it's just really, really difficult to get to doing some of the things that I'm supposed to do, that I'm required to do, but I get them up. What I wanted to talk about today, first and foremost, we have five more weeks of the GA show. Coming along pretty good, looking good. I think next week they start to shoot the video following her journey to her pro debut. If anybody's interested in it, they can always email me. We probably won't be out until around November because we still have to shoot it and edit it and all those things. It's going to be a good one, though. What I wanted to discuss today is I try to not get racial, I try to not get political, I try to not do any of those things. That's been my calling card, and I just refuse to get into those type of topics. Today is a little hint at some of the things, if anything, some of my race, you question a lot of things, okay? When you're in this and you're trying to become a success, okay, generally things are hard enough when you're trying to become a success that there's a saying, you can't be ordinary and extraordinary at the same time. It's two different habits. Meaning, you know, a person that get D's don't study with a person that get A's. They just got two totally different habits. But unlike any other ethnic group, I don't know, because I've always been raised around people of color, black, whatever you want to call it. And the negativity towards you trying to accomplish something is just truly amazing. When you grow up in an environment where there's no sign of success anywhere, you have no road signs, you have nothing to go by. Once you start to dream and believe that you could be something better than where you are, you hear things, oh, he think he too good, or, you know, he'll sell out, or he think he better than everybody. And, you know, when you start to distance yourself, I know, like, a long time ago as a bodybuilder, I started to distance myself from being around things that definitely didn't help me get to my goal. A lot of it has to do with dieting. So when you go to, you know, barbecues or whatever, it's just too much temptation. So you just don't go. You know, you compete in the show and it doesn't go on your diet. You just don't go to it. You don't go to it. You just distance yourself from it. I found that trying to build a business and become a success is hard enough in itself. So what I began to do is I limit myself from negative people of being around me or me being around them. And what happens when you do that is that you start to get called antisocial. He think he better than everybody, blah, 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 blah. Well, really, the thing is that y'all just negative motherfuckers that I don't want to be around. You ain't talking what I'm talking. You're not hearing what I'm hearing. They want to talk about lack. You want to talk about abundance. It's total opposite. There's a saying. It's like, I'll believe it when I see it. Whereas when you talk to a true entrepreneur, it's like, I'll see it and then I'll believe it. You know, meaning you will visualize what you want to come true and you will work hard towards that objective and you it'll come to view. You don't have to already have that thing in place working for you. You just have to believe that it's going to work for you. It's kind of like if I'm standing here and Halsted is 2 miles away, that's a pretty long walk. You can't even see it because of the, you know, twists and turns of the street. But I do know if I continue to put one foot in front of the other, I couldn't tell you the exact time. I couldn't tell you anything else, but I know if I continue to put one foot in front of the other and I walk eastbound, sooner or later, I will run into Halsted Street. That's just the way it's going to go. So it stands to reason, like positive thinking and motivation is a really big deal now. And people, they talk a good game, but there's no action to back it up. You know what I mean? It's, you know, they talk about this, they talk about that. You know, I know people who, they all, oh, I'm an entrepreneur and I work for myself or whatever, but, you know, success demand what success demands. So if there's 12 steps to your success and you want to take 8 of them, it ain't going to happen for you. You know what I mean? It demands what it demands. You know, no one makes up the rules. It's what it is, you know. So if you're going out and you're trying to build an abundance of wealth, but you're jagging off your money on things that are not a priority, you know, you're not going to acquire money, plain and simple. I didn't make that rule up. It's just the way it is. So you see a lot of people, especially my people, we're buying, you know, we're buying Jordans and we're, you know, we got a $500 car with $20,000 stereo and rims on it. And, you know, we're buying Louis Vuitton purses and, you know, red bottom shoes. And we don't even pay our rent, but we'll go out and spend the money. We'll buy a fur coat. We'll do all of it. They will. I don't do that stupid shit. But they like to sit back and they like to blame the system or they like to blame the man. The man ain't got shit to do with you spending your whole check on a pair of Jordans, okay? He ain't got nothing to do with that. Your dumb ass doing that. So as you're trying to dream about a better life for yourself and you're starting to try to make the adjustments to make that vision a reality, you're going to run into a lot of the stupid shit. Oh, he think he's somebody. No, I just don't feel I should sit in line, sleep overnight to buy a video game that costs $80 that's never going to bring me value. And most things that I try to invest in are things that are of value. You know, and then you start to hear all these stupid ass sayings. It's like, it's one thing for you not to believe in what you're doing. That's fine. It's dumb, but that's fine. But then you start to tell people, oh, you know, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than a rich man to make it to heaven. That's a bunch of bullshit. So you tell me, first off, no one has ever went to heaven and came back and told us this. So we're going by what you're saying. So you're telling me everybody that's in heaven is poor. So God meant for us to be poor, even though he put an abundance of wealth upon us and made it within reach of we're willing to work hard to get it and give back. I don't know. You know, and they'll say shit like, for the love of money, you know, and the thing is, yeah, for the love of money, you know, God wants you to put him first. So if you love money over everything else, most business people they don't love money. They love business. You know, whatever they're doing, they're trying to become the best at it. It just happens to come with a lot of money. When you're the best at what you do, you're going to make money. That's a part of it. You know, I've never seen I've never seen anybody pay a bill with family time, love, barbecues, none of that. To pay a bill requires money to pay a goddamn bill. Okay, so to try and believe that, or to try to make others believe that money is not a necessity, you're lying. That's what you're doing. You're lying. Money is a necessity. There's no way to make it in life. There's no way to eat. If you are a religious person, do you think they take these trips to other countries and they preach the gospel or whatever, you know what I mean? They're not giving these adults away free. You have to pay to take a plane. You have to pay to stay somewhere. You have to pay to be able to be a part of that. So it's a reason that the church require, they ask for you to tithe, because having a church, even though they don't pay taxes, you still got to pay the mortgage. You still got to pay the bills. You still, you know, they have staff, you know, they have, you think you're getting those little handouts, pamphlets that when you go to service, those damn things are not free. You got to print them. You got to have someone to go and print them and make them up and make sure you got enough. So if you got a 10,000 seat church, you need 10,000 of them bad boys, and they ain't cheap. Trust me, I know. It's just ridiculous, the view that people, not only black, when I speak of black, I speak because that's where I'm raised. That's what I know. But I know it's not just blacks, but it's a stupidity to think that life was designed for you to be poor. You know, people, another saying that they got, rich people, I know my mom told me this, rich people got too many problems. Okay, well, what, you were rich and you had problems, so you went back to being poor? No, you never been rich, so you don't know what the hell problem they got. Oh, they got to pay all these taxes. Yeah, because they make all this money. So if I got to pay more taxes and hire accountant, okay. The problems of being poor, I've had since forever, since I was a kid. You can't tell me that there's not more happiness in being able to eat what you desire to eat as opposed to what you have to eat. You know, when you're poor, I remember we grew up poor, you see roaches in the cereal, you got to take the roach out of the cereal because you still got to eat the cereal. You ain't got no money to buy no more. So you can't tell me being able to buy what you want to buy when you want to buy it is worse than picking roaches out of cereal. You just can't tell me that. But these are the bullshit exaggerations that people who have a fear of working hard and saving money and really cutting out some of the nonsense bullshit in their life. You can go to school and get $100,000 debt with a signature, but you can't get a loan to get a business for $10,000. It's ridiculous. But that's, my credit score is this, and that. Oh, so you could be in debt for a lower credit rate. That's all it is. You're still, if you got bad credit, they might get your house for 4% now, okay? You got good credit, they might get your house for 2%. Either way, you're taking on debt, you know what I mean? And you just, a little bit less of it. So they have fooled you into believing that your life is great if you have a degree and you have low debt, good credit. Bullshit. You know, credit and debt was meant to fund business. It was meant to make that money grow. There's no rich person that you will ever meet that is not in debt, because it takes money to make money. So, you know, I get tired of hearing all these dumbass cliches, all these people with these inner fears trying to pass it along among other people. Trust me, I know. Growing up in a poor environment and trying to make it better for myself, I've heard all that crap, every last bit of it. And you have to learn to silence that noise and understand what you're doing this for. I understand that trying to become a success is not so I can make a lot of money. I see it in my son now. Kids look at what you do. They don't look at what you say. My mom said a lot, didn't do shit. Okay, so my kids, they look at what you do. And I have managed to meet, talk, and help encourage other young men, young women to follow their dreams, no matter what your dream is. Your dream don't have to be a business owner, but follow your dream. Like my stepdaughter, she works for Uber, a nice, good job. She's a manager, and she has a side hustle, and I've always, she does lashes on the side. Don't try to book, don't call me talking about booker, because she packed, she can't take it. But I've always tried to teach them, it's okay if you work, but don't, you know, it's okay if you work for somebody, but don't let that work take over you. Always have you something on the side. If you got a job, you own real estate, you do lashes, you cut hair, you wash cars on the side, your lawn care. Do something to have something on your own, because people, jobs will respect you a lot more when you don't have to kiss their ass to remain there. So I'm not an advocate of everybody, because everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to work a job, build something and have something for yourself. Get you a side hustle. Do something to where you've got other money coming in besides that bullshit that they're giving you to get you to work as, you know, give up your life. Things are better when you don't need them. You want them, you don't need them. So that's my thing. I'm not saying be a boss, be an entrepreneur. I'm saying start making better decisions, man. Quit all this, I want to look like I got a lot of money. Motherfuckers know you ain't got no money, okay? Instead of buying all this weave and this gold chain and nails and hair and all this shit, you know, do something with your money that's going to help produce more money. So that's, you know, that's kind of what the message that I wanted to get across, is that I see it just all too often. Of people just having their priorities all screwed up, which in turn dictate how badly they manage their financial situations. And when you do that, you're setting yourself up for failure to live on Social Security. If it's around, they're saying that's drying up for the rest of your life. And you don't want to do that. You want to have your own. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, checking out. And I'm saying peace.